Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. The stoner idea that turned out to be an $8 billion plus dollar thing.
I am kind of curious about the stoner idea.
The stoner idea was Subway.
Really?
Fred DeLuca and one of his college buddies thought, hey, you know what? We need a place to go to eat when we're stoned.
Wow.
They opened up a sandwich shop in New Haven, and that grew into Subway.
That was a stoner idea. I knew that.
He was on this show, and he said that.
Wow. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
And you know, we talk about Connecticut, and, you know, we have pizza and all these other things. We also created Subway.
We did. Sandwiches.
Subway's from Connecticut.
Yep. Sandwiches.
But it was just a stoner idea.
Wow.
That became literally a billion-dollar enterprise.
Damn.
And it just sold.
Congratulations.
Now, depending on the story you read, it's anywhere from $8 billion to like $9.6 billion. It's somewhere in between.
It's still billions.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mind-boggling money.
Mind-boggling money.
Wow.
And Fred DeLuca, who I had the honor of meeting at a couple of different events, what a nice guy. You would not know he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
He passed from cancer recently, so this sale of the company makes sense.
Yeah.
Time to move on from Fred's dream.
Right.
But man, I have a lot of good Subway sandwich memories.
Oh my God.
And the DNA between this radio station and that place, you can't separate it.
No.
Like, they started advertising on this radio station and had a lot of really cool radio commercials. And some of the local bands that we would play here on the air were recruited to record commercials for them, like Jasper Wrath.
Oh, wow.
Who later became Eyes.
Right.
And Jimmy Christian left and went on to House of Lords.
Wow.
They recorded a Subway commercial.
We should have Subway today in his honor. A BMT for everybody.
Subway's famous giant footlong sandwiches are made right before your eyes, the way you want them, a variety of fresh and delicious ingredients. If you're really hungry, nothing beats a Subway.
When you're hungry, make tracks for Subway. When you're hungry, Subway.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's something about coming out with a Subway sandwich, that feeling. It's like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome.
It's heaven.
Yep.
The game changer was when they started making their own bread.
Yeah.
You'd be just driving by like,
yo,
what?
Yeah. The Walmart over here in Milford has a Subway in there, and the second you walk through those doors, it's all you smell is bread. Oh, my God. It's like two hands going, come. Come over here.
The hands.
Come.
They're just picking you up.
Enjoy.
By the back of the neck, come over here.
Come over here, please.
Oh. I worked at Subway for one day.
Whole day. Nice.
Yeah.
Right. How many sandwiches did you make? Like one?
I don't know. I felt like I made a lot.
Yeah.
But I realized it wasn't for me.
I don't see you as a Subway.
I had a full-time job.
Yeah.
I wasn't dating. And I thought, well, let me work at night and make extra money instead of sitting around.
Yeah. Good idea.
And it just wasn't for me.
Yeah. I couldn't trust myself. It'd be like, okay, piece of pepperoni for the sandwich, piece of pepperoni for me, piece of pepperoni. I was like 900 pounds. I had some cheese with that.
And I didn't have any rude customer encounters. It was just...
Was for you.
It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I liked making it. I still cut my buns that Subway way.
Okay.
Where you make it a little...
Triangle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. To hold the meat.
Those meatballs.
Yeah.
I have a thing for the meatballs.
Oh, yeah. The chicken teriyaki was nice one time. Had that one.
The BMT is my favorite sandwich there.
BMT, definitely.
The BMT or the meatball.
Try the sweet onion Vidalia chicken teriyaki sandwich. It's amazing.
That doesn't sound good.
It's amazing. Trust
really?
Me. It's a lot of words. It's amazing. I had that going to a NASCAR race over in Poconos. And oh, my God.
Brian?
Hey, when I was younger, my buddy got a contract to remodel the one in Fairfield with the new wallpaper and all. Redid the whole store over when they first opened.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
All right.
See ya.
It's a lot of connectivity with the community and Subway.
Yeah.
PLR used to do the Pinecrest picnics. They called them picnics.
Uh-huh.
They were concerts in disguise.
Of course.
We'd have NRBQ or whatever band of the day play there, and we called them picnics, and the Subway was a sponsor. So when the community started going nuts, like, hey, there's this big rock concert, and people are parking on our lawns, and they're urinating on our flower beds.
That's a part of concert.
That's, yeah.
Quite an experience.
The newspaper did this editorial, and they were like, they drew a cartoon of a guy carrying a guitar case with a WPLR sticker on it.
Okay.
And a Subway sandwich coming out of the guitar case.
Nice. Priorities.
And they had like picnic in quotes.
Oh, relax people.
Yeah, relax people.
Yeah. Like you haven't done it.
I wonder how many sandwiches they've made.
Yeah, they should have a counter like McDonald's does.
I wonder if there is a counter, like how many Subway sandwiches sold so far?
How many? My other Subway story is I went and got a tuna fish grinder.
Right. Which
I got it at the Shelton place, and it's sad that the Shelton one's not closed. It was one of the original Subway shops.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the last few years or whatever closed down. Anyway, I got a Subway there, and I'm eating it, and all of a sudden there's something in it. I'm like, this is very hard. And I reach into my mouth, and I pull out an engagement ring.
Nice. Did you say yes?
So I go back to the store.
I think I underpaid for my sandwich.
And it turned out to be the person who made the tuna fish the night before.
Oh, okay.
You got to take your ring off if you're dealing with mayonnaise and your hands are getting in
there. You probably
should. So I got a free sub for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
No ring this time.
No ring.
Damn it. I went like, oh, lick it, put it in my pocket. Yeah, so it's your ring.
They were bought by this big company, Subway. By this big company that owns like Dunkin' Donuts and Arby's and like a bunch of other food things.
Right.
So.
I see.
I don't know. I feel like they might lose a little bit of their yumminess.
Wow. Oh, my
Usually
God.
Usually when big corporate people get involved, they just figure out ways to screw it up by just squeaking pennies out of it.
Yep.
What are you looking for?
It all began in 65, $1,000 investment for Subway. I'm trying to find out how many sandwiches they sold. They sell like 312 per day. I'm trying to see how
312
many.
Million?
I guess the average like store.
Oh, the average store.
Yeah, yeah. There's more than 37,000 restaurants.
I don't think there's a person on the planet who hasn't been to Subway.
Seriously, if you haven't, then
you're weird.
Yes, exactly. Then you can't have fun.
Get with it.
Exactly. I'm trying to find like how many sandwiches they sold like since the beginning.
A lot of competition. This is a good time for them, the folks in Milford, to sell, you know?
Yeah.
Because it used to be if you wanted something, and they had the perfect slogan, think fresh.
Yeah.
Or eat fresh.
Eat fresh.
It's a perfect slogan because there was nothing but burgers. And they're like, hey, we're the sandwich. We're the alternative to a greasy burger.
Yep.
But now there's a lot of options.
Oh, you know what? I was wrong about my sandwiches. Subway serves about 5,300 sandwiches every 60 seconds, which is roughly 320,000 sandwiches every hour.
Wow.
7.6 million subs every day.
That sounds more right.
Yeah, I'm like that was so weird. I clicked again. Okay. I want to know how much they've sold ever.
Yeah. Do they even know that number? Because I'm thinking the first 10 or so years, they're just like, woohoo, cash.
Well, we could probably do the math. I mean, it started in like 1965.
Yeah, but you don't know what they were selling.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
How many stores.
Yeah.
And then back then, people paid cash. You know, it's always good to just say, all right, a little bit for me, a little bit, we'll say this is for the government over here.
Right. History and facts.
I got to know how many, like, just sub rolls they make, right?
I would think.
Yeah.
There's got to be an inventory on that.
Yeah.
From that point on. But, man, a lot.
I would love to know. I really would love to know. Yeah. I'm sure they know.
And it's a pretty good business model because you don't need a freestanding building with a giant parking lot. They stick them anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're in Walmart.
Right.
For God's sake, you know? Oh. I just hope they don't move from Milford.
Oh, the corporate offices?
Yeah, it's just cool having them here.
I have a feeling they will.
Yeah.
They're going to get enveloped into whatever, you know, corporate building there is now.
Yeah. Leave where it is. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Just buy it, make your money.
Right. Buy it, make your money. Now, they're going to want to keep, you know, they, you know how things go. They're going to want to screw it up.
Yep. Yeah, hopefully
it's like, why would we have an HR person when we have one over here?
Yeah, hopefully we're not going to have, like lesser quality now, you know?
Mm. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, neither have I. Now, so, I'm going to have one today in honor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm, very good. Scott Haney.
Oh, my God!
It's been
Hello.
Weeks. It's been weeks.
Yeah, it's been.
Where have you been? I've been dealing with the weather.
Oh, damn it.
We 99.1
Taylor,
95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning from Channel 3. It's not early warning weather now. No. It's first alert weather.
Right.
Yes, please get it right. It is first alert weather. You know what? With this weather, you know what's happening?
What?
I'm as mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Have been good.
The first thing he said when I picked up the phone, he goes, "I'm exhausted."
Right.
Tracking these storms last week, there were tornadoes in the state, or one tornado in the state last Friday, and then this week we got moderate to heavy rain coming down. I was worried it was going to be a little bit more intense. Thank goodness it's not. We're just dealing with moderate to heavy rain, but yeah. Let me tell you, this is exhausting stuff.
You sound stressed for moderate to
normal. I'm stressed.
It's moderate.
Again,
moderate.
Bad attack, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
It's moderate.
Yes. He's a moderate reaction, apparently. No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And you got the new set.
We got the new set. We got a new attitude.
Wendell is tall.
Very tall.
Wendell is a tall man.
Yes.
I didn't know that for years.
Right.
And now you have him standing.
Yeah. Right. Like, hey.
Next to Nicole.
Yeah. Right. He looks really small.
And he's a giant.
Yes.
Let's see what Nicole says about that, standing next to Wendell, who's so tall. Nicole?
Hello. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Do you feel short?
I do.
You do.
Right. You were the same height as Wendell for years, and now he's towering over you.
Right.
I know, he's been eating his Wheaties, that's why.
I think he's only 7'2", though.
Only 7'2"?
Yeah.
Right.
Only 7'1" without his shoes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those,
although I'm wearing heels, funny.
Are you wearing heels standing next to him?
I am, 2 to 3 inches.
Well.
You know it would be a funny shot? You take those heels off.
Right.
And you put Wendell on a box so his head's out of the shot.
Right.
Wouldn't that be hysterical?
just her and shoulders.
Clouds, yeah.
You watch that train.
All stature, though, or personality, right,
Scott? She does. Nicole just makes up what she lacks in height, she makes up in stature and personality.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. She's a super talent.
Yep.
Oh, thanks, guys.
No, she does. Well. She can act, she can sing, she could do news.
Right, she could dance.
She's done traffic.
Yep.
She's done it all.
Yep.
And then she's super mom.
Right.
Yes. Woo!
Should we sing a little something this morning?
Sure. What do you want to
sing? Do you know It's Raining, It's Raining? I mean, from It's Raining, It's Pouring.
I only know what you sing in the
studio. Okay, well, let's try that. It's raining, it's pouring. My love life is boring me to tears.
Awesome.
Been drinking.
All right, Nicole, you have to go because I want to ask Scott about some things I don't want you to be in the room for.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to leave that too.
Because you're a dignified news person.
Right. And we're going to be dumb.
She's off.
Okay.
She's off speaker.
Okay. What's up with the 23-year-old?
Good.
Really?
Nice.
Still?
Yeah.
Still going strong?
Yeah.
Cool.
Still going.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's what you're supposed to do.
This is the most optimistic I've heard you sound about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to ignore my friends who are telling me that this is going nowhere. And I'm just like, you know what I'm doing? I'm sitting back and I'm enjoying the ride. I'm just enjoying day by day by day. I'm not thinking about the future. I'm not thinking about when I'm 70 and he's 33. I'm not. Nicole's laughing out loud.
You can send him to the store.
I keep telling him, 70, 33. The numbers don't match.
Right, they don't mesh.
So They don't mesh, but right. He's hanging in there, and I don't know. He seems, you know what he does every morning? He gets up, he sets his alarm for 2 o'clock. He texts me every morning.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
To say that's good morning, thoughtful. That type of thing, yeah.
Yeah, good morning. How are you? How'd you sleep?
That's very nice. That's very nice of him.
That's great. Now,
yeah, it's very.
When you guys are together, does it seem like he's having a good time, or is he in his phone the whole time?
No, he never gets on his phone.
Wow.
Never.
Wow. You sure he's human?
Yep.
Sure he's 23?
It's really is. It's remarkable. So we're having a good time. And I'm going on vacation next week. He's not coming.
Oh.
And he's a little upset about that. But oh. I'm like, now, you don't have anything to worry about.
Why isn't he going?
He's
taking off work?
He starts school.
Oh. Okay, I'll be over here. So you're going to be taking to the bus or what?
I got his permission slip signed, but I submitted the permission slip, but it didn't come back signed. So unfortunately, he's not able to go with me.
Are you going to take that first day of school picture?
Exactly.
So what you said, he has nothing to worry about. Does that mean you guys are exclusive?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Nice. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh wow! So this is advancing.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I don't. You know, but again, I have right. no idea where it's going.
Enjoying the ride.
I am just enjoying the ride right. for a little bit. Yes. We'll deal with it.
Sometimes you know, when you get in the car, you just want to go for a ride and see where you end up.
Yep. So do I. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a destination in mind.
No.
Mm. Right? That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. So we're out of gas.
Has there been any of those, like, you want to do one thing and he wants to do something completely different that's like, okay, that's what kids in school do.
Right, right.
But I'm not a kid in school.
Like study or
no? No, not yet. I'm sure those moments will come. They're going to come.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to wait and see how this all unravels, how right. it all unfolds.
Just keep riding.
I remember dating different, you know, ages and whatnot. And it's really not the age. It's the maturity level. Now, you can meet someone
right.
who's 23 who can run the world.
Right.
You can meet someone who's 33 who still sounds like they're in high school.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
But, you know, I remember standing at my friend's house once with my date, and I'm looking around, and it's like she's talking to my friend's son. So I'm like, I think she's more like...
More in common with them. Yeah, right.
Like, yeah. Mm, right.
Right.
Not long term, but you enjoy the moment.
What are you guys doing on the swings? Trying to juggle, Jim.
Where is my
Get
date?
Over there.
Oh, she's out in the swing set.
You're wearing your good clothes.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it's advancing.
Yeah,
or whatever
so
it
we'll
is,
see.
You know?
The ride's advancing.
As long as it makes you happy.
Yes.
He's a good kid.
There good.
Go. Right.
Well, a young man now.
Yes.
I mean, once you're 18, you can join the military.
Yes, exactly.
So he's a young man.
He's a good young man.
He's a good young man, right. He's going to school, yes.
We'll see. He wants to get out of school. He wants to get a job and, you know, start taking on the world, and I can't blame him.
What's he want to do?
I think something in finance. I'm not really sure.
Huh. Like, make money, so do I.
Yeah, everybody wants to make money,
which is a
good thing.
Yes.
Got to keep school. Me accustomed to the lifestyle that I have grown used to.
Back to school shopping soon.
You're on...
What kind of notebook do you need this year? Is it a binder? What is it? Do you use protractors anymore? Are you protractors?
I need a compass.
Right.
I got to know which direction I'm going in.
Number two pencil? You need number two pencils? What kind of pen do you want? The click or you want the regular pick?
I got your color pens. I got your color markers.
That's color within the lines.
Here's your book bag.
Right.
Oh, my God. You guys are so funny. I got on the Crayola 64 count box.
Nice. With a built-in sharpener?
With a built-in sharpener.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have the sharpener.
Gotta have the
rock.
Sharpener.
You rock.
Gotta have a sharpener.
Nice. You rock.
You're off to vacation, and he's not going. Where are you going?
I'm going to the Cape. I'm going to P-Town.
Oh. He's going to go get some rest.
P-Town is like, that's super gay, right?
It is, a lot of people, a lot of straight people have infiltrated, so it's not...
Oh, it's not what it used to be?
Right.
It's not what it used to be, but it's still a pretty big game mecca.
That's cool.
Just a little P now.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, but a lot of, you know, this is a good week to go because the kids are all heading back to school.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, and you get to go to a restaurant Monday through Friday. On the weekends, it's packed, and it's Labor Day weekend, so everybody's coming in for the last
hurrah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then, but for the most part, we this is the week I go every year. Every single year I go on this week with my friends from Buffalo.
Right.
So we rent a house. We have a good time. We just relax. We go to dinners. We go to some shows, take a cruise.
What kind of shows do they have?
You know, the UVC, Mary Lou Henner, she comes out every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked to her. Yeah.
A couple of Broadway stars come out and they do their shows. Not that I'm too familiar with them, but a lot of drag queen shows too.
Yeah, if I went, that's what I'd want to see. That
right?
Yeah, you want to see Head of Lettuce?
Just bring me the most gay stuff.
Did you say Head of Lettuce?
Yeah, that's,
is that
that's a drag queen's name?
Scott Haney, Channel 3 is on.
Hey,
they have a whole new set. They have
whole new set.
Yeah, you got some set.
All new graphics.
All new graphics. Yeah. No,
we're First Alert Weather now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And no green screen?
And, well, we still have a green screen, but we don't use it that much anymore. We have a big monitor now, which I stand in front of, and then they'll take the graphics full if, you know, when I request. But it's just me now standing in front of a big, huge wall of monitors.
Wow.
That's
which is something, you know, I feel like I'm on the CBS Evening News when they go to the weather guys, you know, from the weather. And I'm like, what is happening?
Wow. It does have a network look.
I'm learning a whole new skill set. But the good thing is I'm now allowed to wear green.
I was just going to say you can wear green now. Yeah.
I can wear green.
Yeah, but you probably don't have any in your
bicep.
Oh, yes, I do.
You do.
Nice. Look at this. He's ready.
Do not kid yourself.
He's ready. I'm bringing out the green.
I'm ready and raring to go green.
Nice.
And have you worn green yet?
No, I haven't.
He's raring to go, but not just yet.
It's
not just yet. I gotta remember it. Right. I gotta reincorporate it into my wardrobe.
Right in the palm of your hands, you don't forget.
So it's wild.
It's been 28 years since I've worn a green tie in television.
Whoa!
Wow!
Whoa!
That'll take something getting.
That's So typically, you know, if you've ever been in a studio and you watch a weather person do the weather, and they have that screen behind them, and when you're watching television, it looks like there's stuff on it, but there's nothing on it, and they're pointing to nothing.
Right.
And it's really an art to look off to the side
and point
to the right spot.
Right.
And it looks very natural.
It does.
So just when you figure that one out, they change it.
Damn it.
They're like, we're good. Here you go.
Right. Although the green screen was fun. When you wore green, it was just your head and your hand showing up. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, the company invested a lot of money into this brand new set, and it really is, it's a beautiful, it's a work of art.
Nice.
It really is spectacular.
Cool.
So tune in and look at it and see what's going on, because it really is watching. Fun.
Always tune in, man.
I mean, the first thing was, oh my God, Wendell's a giant.
Right. We're like,
Wendell is tall. He's a tall man.
And why wouldn't they put Nicole, like, standing on a box or something?
Right, or, like, put her on, like, a platform somewhere.
But she's got heels on, and I think if she gets heels and a box, she'll be over Wendell.
Okay.
But they have different size boxes, no?
Right.
Like, they have a 2-inch, they have a 4-inch.
Box. Yeah, yeah. Get the box she needs.
Yeah. It looks like she needs a 2-inch.
Right. Or tell him again.
I'm trying to think outside of the box, stand on it.
If he removes his knees, he's good.
People who are really tall do ruin it. I mean, did you guys know that Andy Richter is actually tall, but, like, nobody knows because he looks short standing next to Conan O'Brien?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Conan, like,
he's actually tall. Andy Richter's actually, like, 6'2".
Wow.
You would not know it.
Damn.
You wouldn't know it, yeah.
Because he's worked.
You know who was really tall, and you saw it all the time on TV, that FBI guy Comey?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they would show him doing a walk down the hall in Congress, and there's a million people, so you get a kind of a perspective of what the average height is.
Yeah.
And his torso was higher than everybody.
Well, first you saw his shadow, and then about a moment later you saw him.
All right, before we let you go, Scott, we're going to do a round of 59-cent pyramid. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I love this game.
All right, AJ's going to give you the clues.
So God help you.
Yeah, good luck. AJ, I don't know what the clues are, so just give me a thumbs up when he gets it right.
Okay.
Okay,
yep.
Let's set the clock. Go. Okay.
A crib. A bassinet.
What things baby sleeping?
The changing table.
Things you'll find in the nursery.
Close enough.
Good enough.
Baby's room.
Pants, shirts, shoes, socks, hats.
Things you find in the baby's room.
No.
We got that one already.
Yeah, now we got it ready. Yeah, no.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we moved on. Okay, so shirts, pants, shoes.
Things you find in a closet.
Closer. Socks, underwears.
Things you find in a drawer, in a dresser. Things you find in a bureau.
You go out to get these things. There are stores for them.
Things you find on a hanger.
No. This game sucks.
This is what he gets tripped up on. He's got three clues and then he's done. Right, and then repeat, and then say, this game sucks.
Think of it. Shirts. Shoes, pants, what are they?
Things you find in a department store?
No!
Things you find in your closet.
Articles of clothing.
Yeah, you probably should have went into women's.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know. Just all the stuff I know, you know.
Exactly.
What do you T-shirt, ball cap, right. Flip-flops, right. Jeans, underwears.
Well, no, actually,
that was a
ball
tough
cap.
One.
Actually, no underwear.
T-shirt.
Today. Just kidding.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one, yeah. I thought for certain it was a home run, but okay. Are we doing this again?
Yes.
Okay.
Reset.
Right. Oh, man. Okay. Sand, the surf,
things you find at the beach.
Oh, that's it, right?
Things you find at the beach. Yeah. So the beach, just close enough.
Okay.
Okay. Cookies, candy, honey.
Things you find in a jar.
Honey,
you find in a jar.
Honey.
Sweeteners.
Ice cream.
Things with sweet
lollipops. Things that are sweet. Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Oh Lord. Okay. Okay. Newspapers.
Things you read.
Nuns' outfits.
things that are black and white.
Boom. Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Okay. All right. Next one. Bread. Cold cuts.
Things you bake.
Bread, cold cuts, mayonnaise.
Sandwich stuff.
Condiments.
Parts of a sandwich. Nice.
Parts of a sandwich.
Right. Okay. Okay. Ready?
AJ's breaking a sweat like he's running a marathon here.
Okay. Me when I'm down. A soccer ball. A
things that you kick.
Boom.
Things that you kick.
Yeah. See me when I'm down? Okay. All right. Oh, Lord. Detention. Soccer, football.
Things you get in trouble for.
No. Cheerleading, acting, drama class.
Things you do in school.
I know. You're close. a job.
Things you try out for.
No. A job.
Things you audition for.
No.
You apply for.
No. football, the drama club, debate club. Plays.
Things associated
shows.
With school.
Yeah. Action what, Kate? Extracurricular activities.
After school activities. Nice. Yeah, teacher knew that.
I like how you started with detention.
Right. So after school.
That was the first. That was your number one after school activity.
It was.
Detention.
It was. That and smoking.
Oh my God!
I'm sweating over here.
I love that game, though.
I'm sweating over here.
There's such pressure.
It really is. On
the clock makes
can we
you
get programming,
it,
please.
It does.
What's that?
I'm talking to the people behind the scenes here.
Oh, you can see them.
Well, I got to go, but yeah. I wish you guys a great vacation.
Hey, you too.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. The headline is "Monkey Spotted at Florida Popeyes Drive-Thru."
Well, see, I love Popeyes too.
"Quote: Weirdest thing I've ever seen." And there's a still of the person in the car outside, and she takes a picture of the window, and there's a monkey looking out
yep.
the window of Popeyes.
Right.
Well, you know, Popeyes' new slogan is, "We don't make sense, we make chicken." That is their new slogan.
"We don't make sense" is great.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, look who they got making the chicken now.
Exactly. Makes no sense. Right.
So that's something that you think about, and it's like, that's a weird thing I've seen that I'm never going to forget.
No, you never forget seeing a monkey at Popeyes.
Right.
Ever.
So 203-882-9757. Call or text in the odd thing you saw that you'll never forget. Kurt in the truck.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hello. Good, thank you.
So I was driving down 95. This was just a couple of weeks ago, and there was heavy traffic. We're only doing about maybe 10 or 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, punting along, and I happened to glance over at the car that was next to me, and there was a very large woman driving the car, and I just happened to notice that she's got, like, the largest culotta or whatever it was that she was drinking, and she's taking a sip of it. Well, then I noticed that both hands were on the steering wheel. She had the drink stuffed down the front of her shirt with the straw right in front of her face.
That's great.
So she was really cool out of it. I guess she was having hot flashes also. Got to keep cool out of
it. Instead great. Of a feed bag, it was a drink bag. Right, it was just sitting right there. I was in stitches.
That was a hell of a cup holder.
That is a great cup holder.
Cup holder.
She's got to figure it out.
Right.
I was at a show at the Amp, and a friend of mine takes her hand and she sticks it down into her cleavage. I'm like, what kind of magic trick is this?
Right.
And she pulls out a massive cell phone.
Wow.
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 Damn. Wow.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Can I borrow your phone?
That's awesome.
You borrow your phone. Just rub
my your boobs are buzzing.
Right. When I ask your boobs,
I think you have a call coming in.
Your boobs just tweeted.
All right, Kurt, you're in the running for the Vic DiBattista tickets. Thank you, brother. Everybody on gets in the running. 203-882-9757. You could call or text. The odd thing you saw that you'll never forget. Anthony in Brantford.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
This was way back, I believe, the late 70s. It used to be Great Adventure or something. Used to have a safari drive-through.
Yes.
In New Jersey.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
I was a kid. There were three of us in the car, my three cousins and a couple older people, my aunt and my mother.
Right.
We were driving through, and two giraffes come walking up right behind us, and they start having sex.
Wow.
And it was right above us, above the window.
You learned a lot that day.
It was very traumatizing for us.
Well, right? You could see it.
Wow.
Did you yell, "Here comes Jeffrey"?
We were talking like not less than 5 feet. They were right above the back window.
Wow. And you see everything.
You found out their necks aren't the only thing.
Because, you know, you get to see the, you know, Facebook and stuff will show it. But when back then, that's not something you really saw. So it was traumatizing.
That's a great point. Because now you say that now. It's like, I saw that yesterday on the internet.
Right.
But no, you had to actually see that to see that.
Right, exactly. Yep, I bet you're buying toys is different for that. Toys are
different. All right, everybody, have a good day. Right. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Bethany Staven.
Hi, I was in McDonald's long time ago. My son was younger, and he wanted to go in one of those ball pits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they had like the little playground.
Yes.
Oof. And I was telling him not to.
Right.
I don't like where this is going.
Neither do you.
Yeah. And there was a little girl that came out, and she had white tights on.
Oh, no.
And as she turned around, her mother said, "What's that all over your tights?" And just to say they were brown.
Oh.
Oh.
Right, right, right. There was no hot apple pie there.
Yeah. Did you drop a cinnamon ice cream in your...
Please tell me you dropped a cookie and sat on it. Mommy doesn't want a brownie.
Poopy.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's just
the
worst.
In the ball pit. Yeah, so you know all the pools got to fit.
No.
Oh God.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Thank you. I'm not hungry
well,
anymore.
Well, that's another thing that you'll never forget.
No,
you never forget that.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
My son's 34, and we still talk about it.
A scarring moment. All right. Thank you, Beth.
Nice. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so grossed out now.
Cool. Rob and Old Saybrook.
Yeah, so this happened a few minutes ago, actually. I'm on the highway, it's pouring rain, and I see this white minivan go by with all windows down. All the windows were down, it's pouring rain, and this lady's got this, like, crazy black curly hair, and there's, like, steam coming off of it from all this water. And I just...
Really? Hot flash? That explains the windows down and the steam.
Explains everything.
Right.
That's one hell of a hot flash.
Yes. Damn, man. Damn.
Holy crap.
Wow.
And I said she's either highly intoxicated or maybe she's trying to ruin her car or
maybe.
I don't know.
What's a new ride?
Yeah, exactly. Huh.
Thank you, Rob.
Nice.
You are in the running for the Vic DiBattista tickets.
That would double stick out.
203-882-9757. Everybody on or anybody who texts that number with an odd thing they saw that they'll never forget will get in the running for Vic DiBattista tickets.
Yes.
It all started with this story, a monkey spotted at a Florida Popeyes drive-thru.
Yep.
Corner of my eye, and I'm like, this cannot be possible. And I'm like, I'm telling everybody, like, listen, there's a monkey.
Kim Villalobos is shift manager at this Orange City Popeyes, and while making preparations at the drive-through window, this guy caught her eye.
There's a monkey on a fence now.
Right.
He's on top of a chain link fence.
Right. Where else would he be?
Picture she took as this very cheeky monkey cruised around, finally hopping over the fence, separating the restaurant from a wooded area.
He's a smart monkey because he stopped right here and, like, he looked over the traffic and he knew not to go that way.
But also, she deals with people from Florida that go to Popeyes. So
right, exactly.
It's like,
right.
Of course, he seems smart.
Right. I'd rather serve him.
My customers typically don't look before they cross.
Right. When he gets mad, he's going to crap his hand and throw it at you.
Now here's a comment from a police officer.
Hey, that you hear about a monkey on the loose.
Orange City Police say they started getting calls Friday. A half dozen or more sightings in different parts of the city within a 3-mile range or so. Apparently, the elusive creature is trying to make a monkey out of them.
Someone
had
trying to make a monkey out of them.
Ha! A monkey.
That voice sounds familiar.
Play it again.
She should be like doing like a late night talk show or like phone calls or something.
Okay.
You know, we would send somebody out to that area. No luck. We can't find it. And it just kept going on several days, you know, throughout the several days.
Restaurant manager Bialobo says the monkey's pretty big.
He looked very well groomed. He was very maintained. He looked healthy. You know, he didn't look like a wild monkey.
Now, he does look well fed.
Yes, he does. Now, I'm just curious. Now, is he maybe a helper monkey for somebody? Like, you know, like he's coming to pick up an order or something like that?
A helper monkey.
Helper monkey, yeah. Remember Trunk Monkey? the commercial? No. The guy got into trouble, road rage, and Trunk Monkey came out with a
what commercial is this?
It was a commercial name for Trunk Monkey.
Trunk Monkey.
What were they selling?
The woman in the store It was security. This guy came up in road rage like, oh, this man. And Trunk Monkey came out quietly because the guy hit the button. The trunk opened. Trunk Monkey came out with a tire iron.
Wow.
So can you buy a Trunk Monkey?
I hope so.
The woman in the store is really talking up the monkey. Like, I think she wants him to be like a shift manager at this Popeye.
Right. She's like, he's smart. Well, he looks healthy. Well groomed.
Right. Wearing the right stuff.
She's like, why can't I find workers like this?
Wow.
Eric in the truck. What do you got, man?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Yeah. So this is going back about 10 years when I was driving motor coach buses, and I was in traffic, I believe, 84 West. And there's a tractor trailer next to me. I look out my window, and I'm eyeball to eyeball with a monkey.
A monkey?
He was actually on like a special, a monkey.
BJ and the Bear?
He was on like sort of shelf. What's that?
Like BJ and the Bear? He was in the cab?
Yeah, exactly. He was in the cab of the truck.
Wow.
And he was sitting there eating potato chips and looking back at me, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I'd never seen it.
I would think like banana chips, maybe.
They're so close to us.
They are.
They're like one or two chromosomes away from just being us.
Yes.
Shaving, wearing clothes.
Exactly.
Driving cars,
behaving
talking.
Better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought maybe it was the co-pilot. He takes over at night, you know?
Right. Yeah, once he grips that wheel, forget about it.
Thank you, Eric.
Exactly.
Well,
you're welcome. How are you doing?
You're in running for the Vic DiBattista tickets. 203-882-9757. Ryan in Milford.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, odd thing you saw that you'll never forget.
Yeah, so this was a funny one. It was actually this summer. I was heading back north on 15. I was between that big gap between exit 40 and 44. And there was a minivan pulled off to the right side, and it looked like it was jacked up. So people were doing work on it. But the funniest thing, I'd never seen this before. There's a Hispanic family outside, like, having a picnic. There was a table. There were, like, 8 to 10 people outside. They were like having a family get together.
That's cool. Well, I'm guessing that the repair was going to take a while, and you're hungry. You might as well eat.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, they were anywhere. Just making the best of the situation.
Exactly.
This is going to be a while. Let's go, kids, over here.
Right.
Mom's going to set up a picnic. Dad's going to change the tire.
Exactly. Keep everybody occupied.
Like cartoons, how many people in the size of the van. It's like, how the hell are you all in there?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny because, like, when people come from other countries here, we will look at things they do and say, oh, wow, that's... We haven't done that here since like 1975.
Right, but here's new.
But we used to pack kids in a station wagon, no seat belts.
Yep. I've been on the side of the road a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. My dad drove a bunch of pieces of junk.
Have a good day. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. You're in the running. We got this from, I don't know if it's from the text or Facebook, Eleanor from Monroe, quote, I saw a guy driving while eating dinner off a plate using a knife and fork on the post road in Norwalk.
That's talent. If it's spaghetti, forget about it. Get the spoon and the fork. Da-da.
That's one of those, you're one accident away from having a fork down your throat.
You are.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Last meal.
Joanne from Meriden was having coffee at a Starbucks with a friend, and towards the back of the place was a giant macaw just sitting on a stool.
Huh. Was it caffeinated?
That is weird.
It keeps staring at me.
The one thing I remember is that I'll never forget this. It was just weird. I was sitting on the hood of my car. I had a feeling this was going to happen, but I see Eddie Vallette running down the road in his underwear.
Nice.
And then shortly after that, his mother comes running by holding a 2x4.
Oh.
So it was Eddie Vallette in his underwear being chased by his mom holding a 2x4.
Well,
that's something I'll never forget.
No, you can't forget that. No. No matter what he was wearing, actually. But yeah. The underwear helped.
The underwear helped.
It did. Yep. Like tidy whities.
So before that happened, he was with us, and we heard his dad whistling for him. That means come home. Then we heard the whistle get louder. It means come home.
Right.
Now. Mm-hmm. Still didn't listen. Third whistle was so high-pitched, like birds exploded. And he finally leaves, and it was, you know, minutes later. Apparently enough time for him to get his clothes off.
Right.
That the beating was coming.
Or mom was really kinky.
And as he ran by us in his underwear, Tommy Capice said, told you.
Get him!
And then his mother runs by and go, hi, Mrs. Vallette.
Hi, kids. Not now. I'm about to beat the boy.
So weird.
Very weird.
Mark in Newtown.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
So... I used to live in Chicago. When I was going back and forth, my girlfriend was with me. We stopped at a rest stop off of I-80. This truck pulls in loaded with pigs, and we saw these two kids, like hippie kids, running up, and they're kind of petting the pigs, you know, through the little holes first. And then they go around the back. They open the doors and let all of these pigs go in this rest stop. And the driver comes running. He didn't know what to do, whether he should chase the kids, chase the pigs. It was the funniest thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
That's Ruth's heroes right there.
If you grease the pig.
It sounds like something Ruth would do. Go, pigs. Run. Right. Run.
Be free.
Be free.
Be free. Don't be bacon.
Yep.
All right. Great story.
Hey guys, have a good one. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.